This is 90.7 KWMU St. Louis Public Radio. When riots broke out in Ferguson and Delwood last year following the grand jury decision in the Michael Brown, Darren Wilson case, Juanita Morris' business of 28 years burned to the ground. After months in a temporary location, she's reopened Fashion Czar Boutique on New Halls Ferry Road in Florissant. Morris tells St. Louis Public Radio's Stephanie Lecce about that fateful night.
I felt like we was not protected. But then I understand that there was a lot of destruction, a lot of shooting and whatever was going on. And I didn't want anybody to lose their life over some merchandise that I can one day replace. But I did not understand why we didn't have the support of the guards to come down there and protect the place, as we was told.
Were there ever dark days that you experienced, days where you doubted you would come back?
There was some dark days, but there was dark days that tried to come. But I always had faith enough to believe. See, I started with nothing. So I know how to build from nothing. So what I did is I just kept the faith and said, if I have to do one suit at a time, one shoe at a time, one necklace at a time, one hat at a time, I'm going to rebuild. I made a pledge that I was going to rise from the ashes, and I rose from the ashes.
How did you go about starting over?
I can't say I did it on my own. Without the support of my loyal customers, I could not have done this. I relied on my husband and my four sons. And of course, I cannot forget Sylvia is my alteration and Bertha is the manager. It's just on and on that supported me. Amron UE, Believers Temple, the fraternity, Phi Beta Sigma, they were able to help me. Plus with the insurance money, it was an easy process for me, but a lot of hard work.
It sounds like you had a tremendous amount of community support. What about from local officials?
I did not get any support from local officials, not at all. I had a few of them, like the mayor of Darewood was very supportive. He did, you know, kind of keep in touch with me. But other than that, I hadn't heard from anyone else.
So you didn't get any sort of state support?
They gave me some money on demolition, and that was it.
How can elected officials continue to help business owners who were affected?
I think they could be a little more supportive if the official would meet with individuals on one-on-one and find out what is your need. What can we do to help you get back on your feet?
Do you have any regrets about not going back to Delwood?
Well, I'm going to tell you this. Until 2 months ago, my plans and my heart was to go back down on West Florissant in Delwood. And seemed like to me they were moving very slow. No one else was building. I don't know what type of insurance or what type of support they had, but I think some of them are still not back. You know, it just may take a little time, but it will come back. But I did a survey with some of my customers, and they just felt like, I don't know if I want to come back down in the area and shop. It was very negative for them. Delwood was a good location for me, but sometimes we have to move. So what I thought was a very excellent location for me, I found a better one.
And so tell me what you've done with the space. Is there anything different that you're able to do in this space you weren't able to do in your old store?
Yes, it's much larger. I have more warehouse space and I have more room to stretch out. It's 6,000 square feet and I came from 5, so I've got another 1,000 square feet. So each step I grew.
What are the future plans for Fashion Czar Boutique?
Right now, my plans is to serve my customers and to make this particular location larger and better. Who knows? I may have a second location.